something happened today that just might bring back the gold guys. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 12th day of January. Thanks for being with us again today. In other business news, about that inflation number, we will dig a bit deeper. Oil prices are on the rise. We've got a Coca-Cola recall. Oh, really, we do. Some updated income tax tips for you. Some news from the area of shrinkflation. We've got the Wall Street Report. And most people, it seems, underestimate their ability to make more money if they jump jobs. Oh, really, it's true. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can follow along on Twitter all day, all night. We're there at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it's enough to make you think the gold guys will be back doing infomercials. The price of gold shot up again today, making it the fourth day in a row of increases, and the precious metal hitting its highest level so far this year. February gold rose $8.80, or 0.5%, to settle at $1,827.30 an ounce, following a 1.1% gain on Tuesday. Prices for the most active contract ended at their highest since December 31 and notched a fourth straight session gain. That's the longest string of gains since a seven-session stretch that ended back on November 12 of last year. The reason gold is in a tear? Yeah, one word. Inflation. Cue the gold guys. Hey, remember when the Fed pegged inflation at 2%? And remember when the Fed said the rise in inflation was going to be transitory? Yeah, me too. Well, now the Consumer Price Index, an indication gauge that measures costs across dozens of items, rose 7% in December from a year earlier. That is the fastest pace since June of 1982. But the increase was in line with what economists had predicted, so the impact on the markets was muted. Now, if we exclude the volatile areas of food and energy, the so-called core CPI was up 5.5% on the year, the biggest growth since February of 1991. Now, breaking it all down, shelter, that means where you live, makes up nearly one-third of the total rise of 0.4% for the month and 4.1% for the year. That was the fastest pace since February of 2007. So in other words, fastest pace in housing opportunities, shelter, since February of 2007. Used vehicle prices, which have been a major component of the inflation increase during the COVID pandemic due to supply chain constraints that have really limited new vehicle production, well, that rose 3.5% in December, bringing the increase from a year ago to, get this, 37.3%. Yes, yes, over 37% increase in the price of used vehicles. Economists still predict that inflation will level off later this year. So yeah, two words, stay tuned. Along with a rise in the stock market today, the price of oil also went up. February West Texas Intermediate crude rose $1.42, or nearly 1.8%, to settle at $82.64 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. That is the highest front-month contract since November 9 of last year. By the way, those Wall Street numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Yet another recall, this time on Coke and Sprite products. BGR is reporting that following the Kool-Aid recall and the more extensive Kraft Heinz drinks recall from recent weeks, we have a few new recalls involving soda and juices. This time around, we're looking at two separate Coca-Cola recall announcements impacting products like Minute Maid, Sprite, and Coca-Cola. products impacted are coming up, and if you need to stop and rewind so that you can get these numbers, feel free to do so. Now, lots of these soda drinks and juices might contain foreign substances like metal. You should stop drinking any of the Coke, Minute Maid, and Sprite products in the recalls and throw them away immediately. Now, the Minute Maid brand recalls include Berry Punch. The date codes are January 0422 NP and January 0522 NP. Strawberry Lemonade, date code is January 0322 NP. Fruit Punch, that date code is January 0522 NP. Now, the Coke recalls include Coca-Cola 12-ounce cans, date code August 1522 WMB. Coca-Cola 12-ounce cans, date code August 1522 WMC. And Sprite 12-ounce cans, date code August 1522 WMB. Now, like the Minute Maid products in the more recent recall, the Coca-Cola and Sprite products all expire in 2022. That means you might still own sodas that contain the unspecified contaminant. Coca-Cola sold the recalled cans of Coke and Sprite across various southeastern states. The Defense Commissary Agency published the Coca-Cola recall to all stores. As a result, the drinks from those lots were removed from store shelves. Customers who purchased the Coca-Cola and Sprite cans from the recall should return the products for a full refund or simply discard them. Well, if you've been listening, you know that we reported that the IRS is in quite a bind when it comes to staffing and work still not finished from last year. The Washington Post is reporting that the agency closed last year's tax season with an unprecedented 35 million unprocessed returns due to budget cuts and staff shortages during the COVID pandemic. Now, in order to prevent this type of issue from affecting taxpayers this year, the IRS has just issued new guidelines. And here's that list. The IRS is starting the tax season a full 2 weeks earlier than normal. This year, you can file starting on January 24. The agency is advising all taxpayers to file as early as possible. The IRS free filing program opens on January 14, allowing taxpayers the opportunity to begin filing returns through the agency's partners earlier in order for them to be transmitted to the IRS starting on January 24. So the free filing program opens on the 24th, but those files will not be sent to the IRS until the 24th. All right. Now, unlike last year, a general tax extension is not expected. However, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden is considering sponsoring a bill to do just that, but don't bet on it. The filing date for most taxpayers this year is April 18. And finally, the IRS says you should file electronically. According to the agency, filing paper returns instead increases your risk of experiencing delays in processing. Now, if there are no issues with your tax return, like errors or missing information, the IRS anticipates that most taxpayers will receive their refund within 21 days of when they file electronically if they choose direct deposit. Three words. Yeah, maybe two. Get her done. Hey, have you heard of shrinkflation? Yeah, you will today. Here's an example. When the cost of business goes up, companies have two choices. Charge consumers more or give them less for the same price. Domino's has decided not to charge you more, but they will give you fewer wings. Business Insider is reporting that the company expects the cost of things like meats, cheese, and some grains to increase by as much as 10% this year, compared with a normal rate of 2 to 3%. As a result, the chain will reduce the number of wings included in its national $7.99 carryout promotion from 10 wings to 8. Stocks rose today, even in light of an inflation report that told us it's the fastest rise in nearly four decades. Commodity and retail led the gains in the S&P 500 as financial shares underperformed. The Dow gained 38 8 points on the day to close at 36,290, while the NASDAQ picked up 34 points to finish at 15,188, and the S&P 500 was up by 13 points to close at 47,26. The Fed, in its Beige Book survey, said the U.S. economy grew at a modest pace in the final weeks of last year, and expectations for growth going forward have cooled a bit. We will see. Lots of what happens to the economy will be based on if Congress can pass President Biden's Build Back Better proposal. And finally, there is this. Newly published research suggests that many people underestimate what they could make if they considered outside options for the same job. Not a different job, the same job. The survey, done in 2019 and 2020, and cited by The Hustle, found most people thought they would make about the same if they had to jump ship in 3 months. But many workers, especially those in low-wage jobs, underestimated outside firms' salaries and median wages for their occupations. Analysts did note that the study involved German workers, but they say the increased focus on seeking higher pay is driving the great reshuffle here in the U.S. So, based on this study, you really could do better financially in the same job, but at a different company. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Jap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.